If you will get your Bibles back out and turn back to Daniel chapter 11, Daniel chapter 11, we will start back with verse 40, and I'll go ahead and I'll read verses 40 through 45. At the time of the end of the king of the south, that is the end of the Egyptian empire, which at this time is ruled by Cleopatra. So at the time of the king of the end of the king of the south shall attack him. So this is him this time is going to be the Roman Empire. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. And which now this him is the Egyptian Empire. So it's going to be that the Roman Empire is going to come against the Egyptian Empire like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through them. So the Roman Empire is going to come into the Egyptian territory and overwhelm and conquer and pass through them like a hot knife through butter. He shall also enter the glorious land. So the Roman king will now enter into Palestine, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and prominent people of Ammon. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. Also, the Libyans and Ethiopians shall follow at his heels. But news from the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore, he shall go out with a great fury to destroy and annihilate many. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him. So Don Simpson is confident that this last sentence is talking about the ultimate end of the Roman Empire. And there was no one left. And that time of history is now known as the Dark Ages, because it was a great fall, as was described in Daniel chapter 2. But Don Simpson says about verses 40 through 45, since this study views verse 40 with a Roman context, the verse is best understood as describing the Battle of Actium in 31 BC. This battle was favorable to Rome, in which Cleopatra and Mark Antony took their own lives, bringing an end to the Ptolemy kingdom, which was the Egyptian kingdom of the south. Later in 27 BC, Augustus, at this time his name was Octavian, but he later became known as Augustus Caesar, who was in power when Jesus was born. But this Augustus became the first Roman emperor. At the time of the end seems to refer to the circumstances surrounding the close of the Egyptian kingdom. Cleopatra had formerly been married to Julius Caesar, by whom she gave birth to a son. Her marriage to Caesar had advanced her desire to make Egypt the world empire. After Julius Caesar's death in 44 BC, she married Mark Antony in 37 BC, and two children were born to them. Mark Antony divorced his wife, which was Octavia, which was the half-sister to Augustus Caesar, in order to marry Cleopatra. Rome now dominated most of the world, but had never taken Egypt as a Roman province. As an independent country, Mark Antony and Cleopatra had hopes of making Egypt the center of the world empire, of a world power. Rome became furious when it was learned that Antony made Cleopatra queen of queens and gave Roman territory to be ruled over by her son, by her and her sons. Mark Antony was denounced by the Roman Senate, and war was declared. The armies finally met at Actium in 31 BC. During the naval battle, Cleopatra's ship left the scene, and Mark Antony followed her, so disrupting his forces that Augustus won a sweeping victory. Later, with all hope gone, Mark Antony committed suicide, followed by Cleopatra's suicide. She died in August of 30 BC. In verse 41, we are told that he would enter into the glorious land. The land can scarcely be any other than Palestine. Josephus records that Caesar was received by Herod while on his way to Egypt, passing through Syria. Three nations are here mentioned as those that would be delivered while Egypt would be taken. These nations were related with Israel by descent and were chief enemies of the Israelites. Verses 42 through 45 further describe Rome's lust for conquest as Egypt and her treasures are taken into Rome's possession. Conquest, however, does not come without problems out of the east and the north, which could possibly be speaking of the Parthians and Germans. Verse 45 climaxes the chapter as Rome establishes her power in Judea. There can be no doubt that that glorious holy mountain is Mount Zion. Judea will no longer be a buffer between the north and the south, but will now serve Rome as a province. The chapter ends with these words, "Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him." This seems to be indicative of Roman authority, as history will bear out. Perhaps more is involved in the phrase than the fall of one particular king. So he's thinking this is over the generations of all the Caesars, over the 400 years or so of the Roman Empire. Rome had served as an instrument of God, but mere conquest on the part of Rome turns to frustration when divine will determines an end. The book of Daniel consistently describes the fall of the Roman Empire as a great fall with the weight of every other ungodly world empire collapsing within her finality. And historically, that when Rome fell, that is known as the Dark Ages, and it lasted for several hundred years. So that is consistent then with Daniel 2 talking about the great fall once that fourth kingdom was destroyed. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will begin with chapter 12 next week.